Hello?
Hey, Barbara, you there?
Hello, Michael, I'm here.
Well, like I said, there's a lot to talk about. Boy, I'm overwhelmed a bit. I don't know. I'm in and out. I'm not overwhelmed. I think we got a little bit of turbulence here. Well, I would ask you how you've been, but I just saw you earlier today, so that would just be some contrivance. So, anyway, for the audience, how have you guys been? Don't answer, I know. The lines are flooded, as you know. They're always flooded over here at our podcast through the Secret Backlink line. And anyway, so listen, is everyone in the house? I mean, it's, what is it, 9:56? Uh-oh, what's that?
I'm not sure. It might be an alert that I have an email or a message that just came in, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we monetize that? Because it looks like from the looks of things, we're going to need to do some rebuilding of America, make America great again. Well, here's our opportunity, because shit. Excuse me, audience. I'm tired. But yeah, I did say that. And you feel it too. And it's like, look, people are sitting here like I did everything I'm supposed to. I went to work, I did slap my wife, I picked the kids up, I watched soccer, I did everything for 401k. Everything was just going around just according to my microcosm of what's going on. And here we go. Now we got a global panic and a pandemic and a shutdown, worldwide shutdown of travel. I mean, I thought they wanted a borderless world. Looks like a little bit of a... You know.
Well, if you're a corona, the borderless world.
Well, I think we had a little bit of something going on here. Well, I don't know what you said. What'd you say?
I said, if you happen to be a coronavirus, then this is a borderless world because no borders will stop you from visiting. That's what I said.
Yeah, well, it stops them from bringing it closer, though. They can't bring it closer if they know where there is some stop. Looks like the whole world has embraced the border.
Except the borders are not stopping the virus.
We understand science. I mean,
I understand science, too. I'm just saying.
Yes, but so in that, what are you saying?
Borders are artificial constructs that... people that want to define territory.
Everything is an artificial borders. Construct. Nothing was here but naked Adam and Eve. If you understand that, what does this mean? It's an artificial
construct. But those borders some artificial can only protect you from certain things.
Huh?
Is it my turn to talk yet?
I don't know. Let me think about it. Sure, go ahead.
Those borders can only protect you from certain physical things, but they can't protect you from germs or viruses or things that float through the air that we have no control over. So this is obviously a delicate time for people, a stressful time, but a time to also not get overly... excitable and to try to be calm and to try to do whatever you can to enhance your immune system and to keep yourself as free from these germs as possible. And you can do that if you try to, you know, follow the protocol. And I think that we have a good chance of not having as many people get sick and pass away from this if we jump on some kind of a strict protocol right now, right away. And I think that's what they're trying to do.
They can try all they want. You can't
personally
strict protocol, somebody self isolated in the house. They could be doing all kind of something. Who knows what?
Well, I think isolation is one thing.
Mary comes to mind. I don't know.
I think you should avoid going to social events.
Oh, yeah. What about eating out, Barbara? Or is there any place you think is safe or unsafe to eat out?
I don't think eating out is really the best thing to do right now, but that's my personal opinion. Now, they have not closed all restaurants to take out and delivery. They've left restaurants open for that. And if people want to do that, that's fine. Personally, I would prefer to just go to the supermarket and buy what I need and then come home and spray some peroxide on the plastic.
Oh,
like
the food?
No, but on the plastic covering the food and, you know, just try to clean.
Listen, Barbara, to tell you the truth.
Just eat at home. I think eating at home is safer right now.
Well, yesterday I got some, like, I don't know what, go, I don't know, 16-ounce bottles of just with the spray, you know, your generalized cleaning spray, whatever, all put anything in this bottle, type of plastic bottle with a sprayer, right? I'll pour hydrogen peroxide water, get the proper concentration. I don't know what's proper. Probably goes to be more to the hydrogen peroxide side.
Probably at least 50-50, I would say.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And then I'm going to carry that around with me. Somebody come up coughing, I'm going to give them out. I'm going to show you some social distance. I'd be a wet t-shirt contest.
But that is a really good method. Really good chemical compound to use. Just this evening read that Purell, which is I don't know what company makes Purell. Could be Procter & Gamble.
The dog food company, I think. No, that's not Purell.
But they have but this article said that Purell.
Everybody go get your dog some food. And your cat.
Okay, I'm going to finish with my Purell thought.
Any other kind of animal you had? It was a fleeting thought. I want to make sure I'm looking out for
that. I'm glad you mentioned our fine furry friends. Anyway, the Purell has not been proven to be effective against this particular strain of coronavirus. So what they recommended was bleach or Lysol. And actually, Lysol has a base of peroxide. So peroxide, as you have informed me before, they use in hospitals in operating rooms to disinfect and even to put on their hands. So I think that peroxide is a really good idea. And then using bleach at home to clean surfaces and whatever is also a good idea. Or, you know, a combination of bleach and water.
Yeah, well... All
and
I know.
We have to wash our hands. You know that. Every time we go out to get anything, when we come back, we have to wash our hands.
Here is a nurse here. She's, I guess this is the UK. It's the Mirror. So let's see how the English is.
Okay.
Hold on. Anyway, okay. The nurse is saying she's begging people to not empty the store shelves, because when she gets off her shift after 48 hours, she goes to the store and there's nothing there. So somebody needs to know. Well, you know, nobody thought about that. Nobody thought about any of this. Nobody was really. I was thinking about some whole other worries. Seriously, they weren't worries, but yeah, they were concerns, worry, which is totally not of this set.
This set
has supplanted everybody's thinking. We forgot about everything else. They said, oh, yes, we're going to, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Well, they've told people not to hoard because they said that the supply lines are perfectly healthy. It's going to be plenty for everybody. But I think the only way you can really prevent the greedy hoarding mentality is for the stores to limit the number of items that you can buy in any particular category. That would be things like toilet paper or hand sanitizer or disinfecting agent, whatever they're running out of. Frozen foods. For some reason, people want to buy tons of frozen foods. Why? I'm not sure. I mean, you can buy a non-frozen product and freeze it yourself if you want. But these seem to be the things that they're... And bread. They seem to be emptying the bread shelves. But... I just think the supermarkets are going to have to, or whatever markets are going to have to start limiting, unfortunately, because people can't seem to limit themselves.
Hey.
Yes.
Now, I know your feelings on our fine government, being from back east and from the state. Who's? Why don't you tell us about you a little bit about your state?
Well, my state is it's a very small state, but it has a lot of excellent appointments. It has a beautiful 18-mile coastline. It has the highest mountains in all the East Coast and the Appalachian Range. I don't know if that's the presidential range, I think it is. And it also
presidential range.
Yes, what Mount Washington is the highest mountain on the East Coast. And then it also has a beautiful lakes region. So physically, it has just about everything you could possibly imagine.
What's the slogan of your state?
But the other thing you need to know is historically, our state, because we were part of the Revolutionary War, our state has a motto. And the motto has to do with the fact that the state was filled with warriors who were trying to fight the British and fight for freedom.
Well, yeah, so, I think we know that.
So live free or die is our state
motto. That's what I say, live free
or die. And it's on our license plate. So if you have a license plate in the state of New Hampshire, the motto is right there, live free or die. So it's rather a strong statement, but in this day and age, living free is going to become maybe an issue. We don't know.
Exactly. They said, go in the house or die.
Well, no, they didn't say go in the house or die. They said go in the house to be much safer.
Basically, I mean, okay, stay outside, get sick.
No, you can go outside and walk your dog. That's one of the
things.
You can go outside
now
and take a walk. What they don't want you to do is come in close contact with other people. They want you to give other people a 6-foot break and have other people give you a 6-foot break.
I'm going to give them a 6-foot break. I'm going to give them a bath. If they come up looking like they're coughing, hold on, I got to clear the area. What is this? A self-appointed live free or die. I'm not going to get back.
I think we should stay at least 12 feet away from anybody.
I'm going to get a super soaker full of peroxide so I can walk down the street. Hold up.
Here's a
couple of pre-coronavirus panhandlers. And then I'm going to get bleach. No, I got to get bleach.
That's not funny because that could actually hurt.
It's not funny. I know. I'm going to see a basket. No, really, what made me think about it was the fact that the hard plastic and the metal, the virus lasts on for 3 days, 2 to 3 days. I'm going to give it 4 just in case, you know, it's a super strength.
So those kinds of surfaces you should clean.
Those are shopping carts. That's why I'm going to take my sprayer.
Exactly.
And you know what? None of the stores I've been in, and I've got videos to back this up. If you guys like to look at them, I will post the link where you can go look at the videos of the empty wrath of empty
I know.
Shell.
Didn't have those wipes, the antiseptic wipes, except for Costco.
No.
Costco.
No.
They were cleaning the carts themselves before they gave them to you. So you got very clean carts when you went to Costco. But the other supermarkets didn't even have wipes available. They were all out, I guess.
And I would say live free or die. And in that vein, I'm going to bring my sprayer. I'm going to spray my own cart. And hopefully people get the good idea and see the cheap solution of not transmitting the virus when they have to be out in public. For whatever essentials they need to do. And really, I mean, why risk it? We don't know. And these things happen to humanity. I guess it's nature's culling, or I don't know. It could be engineered, accidental, pre-planned for release. I don't know what
but
it is.
And we shouldn't really have to go out a lot for a lot of different errands. I mean, I think we can really.
Right.
Limit.
My whole business, I can do it. However, I mean, do it how we've been doing.
Right.
It's going
to
have upside for
every
us.
Every single day. You know. Now, I had to go to the dentist today.
Yeah.
And people at the dentist were.
You shouldn't have.
Well, I did. And but people at the dentist were in close proximity to me, but they had thought, listen, they had thought of everything. They had all the doors lodged open so that no one had to touch any door to get into the building or to get into the dental office. You did not have to.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Where did you sit?
Where did I sit? Well,
yes, in the dental office. And where did the, in relation to the other people?
I sat in the dental chair, which was covered with plastic.
No, of course we know that.
And then I said the other people, which would be the dentist and the assistant, they sat fairly close to me, within 2 or 3 feet of me. Obviously, they had to touch me at certain times, but they both had.
Now this is a G-rated program.
To let me finish, because it's my turn to talk. They both had rubber gloves on. They both had masks on, and they both had eye protection wear on.
That's normal.
Exactly. So the normal way that the dentist people protect themselves from patients, they're still doing that. And
now, did you ever listen to my question?
Talking, and when I came in,
yeah, that's the thing.
They had hand sanitizer there for me to use.
Okay.
I used it 3 times while I was there. And so I feel, and then I saw that after they gave me an x-ray, I saw the fellow, he was sanitizing the entire x-ray machine and even the doors that closed because the thing.
Barbara, now this is going long. We don't want to go all back into the parking
but
validation
they
down to the parking. No,
diligent.
No, but you said you're sorry, but yet you labor
I'm
on.
I'm not sorry, but I just wanted to say that they were very diligent.
I know you that sorry.
Very
and
diligent.
You still didn't answer the question.
My dentist was very diligent.
You didn't answer the question.
What is the question?
Are you going to listen to it now? The question is this. When you came into the dental office, I have to change the question now because you've gone through that long, exhausting non-answer. So, did you sit? Did you immediately walk from the door to the dental chair, or did
no.
you have to wait? A...
I walked to the receptionist counter because I had.
And then did
I
you have to sit down?
Something.
Did you have to sit down?
Yes, I went and sat down in the.
Were
lobby.
There other people?
No, I was the only patient.
Oh, well, then there's what I wanted to know. My question was, where did you sit in relation to ship to the other people in there? I wasn't talking about, of course, we know you're going to the dentist, you're going to the dental chair. Bam, that is not what I was saying.
So there were no other patients there.
Sorry for the long story.
And the receptionist was behind the counter.
Oh, here's more.
Well, yes, because I didn't sit near her.
Oh, how'd you sign the sheet? Did she just slide the chair back when you
No, she put the sheet on the counter and she pointed to the pens and she had rubber gloves on.
How far was she from?
About 8 feet.
She handed you the sheet
eight
she feet away. How long?
She slid the sheet across the counter.
How long is this counter? This is DMV or
no,
something?
The counter,
come on.
The counter was about 10 feet long, I guess. But I was
in the not in
but
office. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it was because there were two desk areas behind the counter.
Maybe that's what how they avoid the coronavirus. They got a 10 foot, you know, the height of the rim from the ground is 10 feet in basketball. So they got a counter that long. You just slid it down like the wall.
Two desks behind the counter. So there's two different, you know, areas where people can sit behind the counter.
Barbara, all I'm saying is you weren't 6 feet from that person.
No, I was further than 6 feet from her.
I just don't. I've never seen that configuration in a dental office.
I'm very sorry that you.
Where's your dentist at Walmart or something?
No, my dentist is right near South Coast Plaza.
Well, that's the last place you want to go right now or ever. In the
well,
future.
I didn't go to South Coast Plaza, but my dentist is quite close to me.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about the Chinese virus. I mean,
I'm not sure which virus you're referring to. The only virus I'm aware of. Are you talking about emanated from Wuhan?
September 20th, 2019, 1:15 p.m. 10 strategies for reaching out to previous real estate clients. If you work in real estate, you'll come across countless properties while helping your clients buy and sell their homes or buildings. And in the process, you may discover a newly listed site that would be perfect for a previous client. Sharing the news with that person is a great way to grow your business and referrals, as long as it's done in a way that is respectful and of value to the customer. So what should people keep in mind before getting in touch? To find out, we asked the members of Forbes Real Estate Council to discuss their preferred methods for reaching out to former clients about potential properties and why they work. Here's what they said. The following excerpt is an answer given by Michael Polk of Polk Properties. For additional responses from members of the Forbes Real Estate Council, check out the full article on Forbes.com. Call them. You are busy. We all are. You feel that you are bothering the client out of the blue with a property for sale. You are not. Call them and share this information on your new deal. They will thank you if not interested. They will thank you if they are interested. You see, the fact you considered them could be just the diversion they need that day. Most likely, they will fill you in on their situation.